says Kamashmulan, that's the Chiddush. No, the Ain Holchim B'Momen Achar Roiv. By money matters, we don't go after Roiv, but rather we say the Klal is of Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Arayim. Like here, you already paid the money, and the person now gave you this card, gave you the picture. So you have to bring a proof now from two Eidim that what you wanted was a big barrel. In other words, that you're from the Roiv and you're not from the meat of the people, that when they say Chavita, they also mean a card. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that sometimes a Mekach HaMemchar, if you say a Chavita and the person gives you back a card, a small pitcher, you're also here, you have to keep it. It's not called a Mekach Tois, because the Klal is Ein Holchem Amamim Achar HaRoiv. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Vatarubo acha v'nisko bo v'shofra pota. If somebody else comes now and trips and breaks the pitcher, so that person is pota. Fret the Gemara, my pota, why is he pota? Why is this Adam pota? I boile liyuna umezel. He should have watched himself where he's walking, b'shus rabin. So this should go under the category that Adam mu'ud li'olam. So why isn't he chayiv? And Tosis right away speaks out that the Gemara does not ask the kasha on the seifa of the Mishnah, when it says that if he hurt himself, then the Baal HaChavis has to pay. So Tosis says that the pshat is that a person has to watch himself more, not to do damage to somebody else, than to get damage to yourself. So therefore by himself we understand why he doesn't watch himself that much, therefore if he gets damaged, the person has to pay him. But here you're supposed to watch yourself not to do damage to other people, so therefore you're like a pasheya. So why are you potter? Zumara says,
Amru Devei Rav, in the base measures of Rav, they said, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, but Mamale was just a Rav and Kula Chavis. We're talking about a case where the person put not just one barrel down, but he flooded straight across the whole Rosh Hashanah with the barrels. So therefore you have a right to walk through even though you break it. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, V'yafelu shanu. Our Mishnah is talking about at night time. At night time a person can't see, therefore if he breaks a barrel, he's poto, because he can't have the tiny body little unit. At night time he can't see it. We're talking about it happening at night time, therefore the person is not at fault why he tripped and broke these kelim. Rabbi Yechonon Omar Bekeren Zovis. We're talking about a song about that the person put down his barrel in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by a corner. So the other person, when he came to the corner, he bumped into the barrel and broke it. So it's not, the person is not at fault. You can't say he should have watched himself. But at a corner, that's the best he could do. Omar Papa says, you should know, Loi Dekam Asnisen Elo Oike Shmuel like Rabbi Yechonon. Our mission is only Mashma, either like Shmuel or like Rabbi Yechonon's Teres. But it means to say it's not like Rav. And we'll soon see why. Because the Karav, if our Mishnah is really talking about the way Rav says his case, that we're talking about that the person filled the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim up full of barrels, if so, my Iriya Niskal, what does the Mishnah say only? Because the person tripped. Mashmi didn't do it on purpose. That's why he's put, according to Rav Zakimta, Afilu Shavanami, even if the person went and broke it, he should have a right to break it. What do you mean you clogged up the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim full of barrels? I can't walk through. I have a right to walk through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I even have a right to go and break your barrels. So why does the Mishnah only say, because I tripped and broke it by mistake, but Mashma, if you do it with intentions, you'd be chayiv. Why? So Mora says, Omer Rav Zvid says, no, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, that maybe the Mishnah can even go according to Rav. And really, who are din the afilu shavar? Really, the same halacha would apply even if it's not that he breaks it. And still, if the person breaks the barrel, it'll also be potter. Because the other person has no right to clog up the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbah full of barrels. How can I walk through? Niskal. What does the Mishnah say, Loshen of Niskal, that you tripped? Because I did the boiling Mishnah Sefer. Since it wants to say Chiddush of the Sefer, that the Sefer says, that when you tripped, if you hurt yourself, then the Baal Chovyus is chayiv. He has to pay you for the damage. It's like his bor. It's chayiv and iskoy. In this case, in the Seifa, I'll tell you here, true, it's the dafka niskal. Only if the first person tripped over the kli and hurt himself, does the first one have to pay for the damage. Avol shovar. But in the case, even if the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was clogged up with barrels, and you had a right to break it, and you went and you broke it, you kicked it, the kavona. But now if you hurt yourself when you kicked it, the person will be potter, will not have to pay you. My time, and what's the reason? Who the Yazaga Navshe, it's a new sfera to say that you yourself hurt yourself. you damaged yourself, therefore I'm put, I don't have to pay. So since in the Sefer, the only time the Baal HaKadosh has to pay for the damage is if the person tripped, therefore Katoni Reish and Niskal. Therefore it says already in the Reish also the case of Niskal, even though Niskal is loved after in the Reish. So therefore the Mishnah could even go according to Rav the Kimta. Oh, Malay Rav Abba. Le Rav Ashi, Rav Abba said Rav Ashi, Hochi Yamri B'marova Mishmed Rabula. This is what they said over the name of, in Eretz Yisrael, the name of Rabula, name of, and somehow the Girsa, the name of Rabbi Loi. You know what Shana Mishnah, why if the first person tripped over the barrel, is he potter from paying for the damage of the barrel? Lefi Shein, Darkon, Shabbine Yodim, Lehizbaini Medrachim. Because it's not fitting for a person doesn't have to look where he's walking. It's not a derech. It's not a derech for a person to look down to see exactly where he goes. Yeah, if a person has the right to walk through the Rishus Rabbah normally. So somebody else puts down a barrel there. And now you come, when you're walking normally, you trip over it and break it, you're potter. Now what was the first kasha? That a person's supposed to be boiler, le'yunei, and that's a shore they said, no, that's not a time upon a person. A person does not have to look it at, look it over. Mar says now, have a uvdo bin adoy, there was a case in adoy like this, v'chayif, they said, taka v'chayif Shmuel. Shmuel said that es haniska l'shalim, the one that tripped over the barrel and broke the barrel, Shmuel said that person has to pay for the damage of the barrel. In other words, Shmuel l'shitosfa, that said the pshat na mishnu wa yifotu is only be'afela, only if it's at night time. But if it's during the daytime, a person is supposed to look where he's going. And if he didn't look, he's called like a pasheya, therefore Adam has to pay for the damage. So that's why Shmuel Paskin in the Hadoi, that Chayav, the one that tripped and broke the kli, has to pay for it. The Pavadisa, there was a mice in Pavadisa of a Chayav Rava. And Rava said also, Yechayav. So Gemara says, Vishle Mishmuel Kishmaite. It's very good Shmuel, why Shmuel says, Yechayav here goes according to his learning. That he learned Shana Mishnah, why Yepot was only at night time. But during the daytime, it's true that you should be Chayav. El Rava, but Rava that says now that Yechayiv, the one that tripped and broke the barrel in the Rishus Rabin, he has to pay for the broken barrel. So Leimo Kishmuel Sirlei. Do we have to say like that Rava also holds like Shmuel, that's a derech for a person to look where he has to go? So Gemara answers no. Omer Papa Papa answers back. I'll tell you, here was a different Akimta. There could be Rava maybe holds like they say in Eretz Yisrael, that a person doesn't have to look where he's going in the Rishus Rabin. But here the case, and Pumbadisa was, Amra put the Karna the Atzara, sown by a corner near the press where they press the oil. Heavy. The Chiva and the Rishus Kavdi, there the Pshat is a lot of people come with their barrels, like they fill up their barrels with oil. And if it's too crowded around the Atzara, so people leave their barrels a little bit far away. So therefore, when you come near the press, you have to be afraid that there are barrels there. Therefore, when a person walks near the press, he has to be careful to make sure he doesn't trip and break any barrels. So that was the kimt over here. Therefore, here is the boy Lele Yuna Yemezel. Here he has to be careful where he walks. But it could be Rav agrees to, like it says in my Rav, that in the regular Rishus Rabim, a person doesn't have to look where he's going. Therefore, if a person trips and breaks the kli, he would be potter in a normal Rishus Rabim. Mar says, Sholach Le Rav Chizla Rav Nachman. Rav Chizla sent to Rav Nachman and asked the Mishala like this. That the Herei Omru, we know it was said that Lirakuva Sholosh. If somebody kicks somebody with his knee, so how much is the embarrassment that he gave him? How much is the bush that you have to pay for? 3 soyim. That's what we know already. Ula Vita, somebody kicks him with his foot, Chomish. There's a bigger embarrassment there. So the bush you have to pay is 5 soyim. Ula Sa Nukrat. And if you hit him, Rashi says, Ukir Shachamor with the saddle of a donkey, you hit your friend with the saddle of a donkey, that's a big embarrassment, then you have to pay Shalosh Asara. You have to pay 13 zuz. What about Lepanda Demora? What about if you hit somebody with the Panda Demora? Rashi says that's the base yad, the handle of, let's say, a hammer. Or else Lekufya Demora. Rashi says that's the Barzal Atzmoy, that's to hit him with the hammer itself. My, what's the locha? How much boishes? How much do you have to pay for vicious? That's what Rav Chizda asked Rav Nachman. So Sholach Le Rav Nachman sent it back and said, Chizda, Chizda, Kenosa Ko Magnus of Vovel. Like, what's going on here? Are you going to collect a Kenas in Vovel? Like a vicious is called a Kenasu. And we know for a Kenas, you have to have a Bezdin as Mumcha, that as Muchim, that's near to Swell and not Vovel. So in Vovel, we can't go and collect Kenas. So how come you're going now to collect Kenas? Therefore, Rav Nachman said, "Emily Gufa the Yuvda." Tell me over the exact case what happened. Hechi Hevi, what happened? Shalach Lehi sent back to him to Yahu Gargusa. There was like a well. There was a bore, Rashi says, of Mayim, that the two people used to use it to irrigate their fields with it. The Vei Trey that belonged to two people, Beshutfis. And it was made up, the Chol Yoima Hevedol Ichad Minayu. Each day, one person would use it for that day. Now, also, Chad happened one time, one of them came, called Doli Biyerma Delay Delay. One time, one Shutf came and started to fetch the water, and the day that wasn't his. So Amalai, so the other one said to him, listen, Yoimadi Dehu, it's my day to use it. You have no right to use the water today. Layashkech Dei, but the other Shutf didn't listen to him. So what did he do? Ishaka Padna Demari took the hammer. He took the handle of the hammer. Machin, he hit him. So that was the case. Now Rav Chisda wants him to know how much does he have to pay him for the busha. Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back and said, you should know, Meya Panni Bepanda Lamachia. He has the right to hit him even 100 times in such a case. In other words, he doesn't have to pay for the embarrassment. Because this person that wanted to stop the other one from taking away his water today has the right to stop him. Because the klal is that afilu l'mandi yoma loy ovid inish dinu l'nafshe, even according to the mandi yoma that says a person has no right to take the law in his own hand, that loy ovid inish dinu l'nafshe, but I tell you, b'mokam seida ovid inish dinu l'nafshe, b'mokam is going to lose out if we'll wait until he goes to Bezdin to let Bezdin take care of the halacha. Through that time he may have a loss. In the case we may have a loss by waiting, then everybody agrees that the klal is ovid inish dina lanashay. A person, if he knows the right halacha, he knows what the chosh mishpah, what the halacha is, he has a right to take the law in his own hand, and like he has stopped the other person from taking his water. See, here we were talking about that it could be upside, you could have a loss. Like you don't know how much water is left in the bar. The other person may fetch and take all the water and dry it out, and there won't be any water left for you. So therefore, you have a right to stop him, you have a right to hit him, to stop him from taking your water. The Yitmah, because we learn like this. Rav Yehuda says, Loi Ovid Inis Dinu L'Nafshei. A person does not have a right to take the law in his own hand. And according to where Rav Nachman said, that means where there's no Seder. But Rav Nachman himself says, Ovid Inis Dinu L'Nafshei. A person has the right to take the law in his own hand, even in the case where there's no Seder. If you know the halacha clearly, you have a right to do it. Now the Gemara says, Hey, Chodikub Seder, when by waiting to go to Bezdin, there's going to be a loss for one of them, then I tell you, Kuli Yamalei Pligin, no, everybody agrees, nobody argues, the Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nafshei. A person has the right to take the law in his own hand. He Pligin, where's the Machlokes? Hey, Chodikub Seder. We're in a case where if they would wait to go to Bezdin, there wouldn't be any loss. And you want to take care of it right now without going to Bezdin, do you have a right to do it or not? Rav Yehuda says, Loi Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nafshei. A person should not take the law in his own hand. The Echiv and the Lekev say that since there's no loss, so then we should say the Svar is Leizel Kai Medina. Let him go to Bezdin, let Bezdin take care of the Locha. Rav Nachman says, Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nafshei, that's the Locha. A person has the right to take the law in his own hand. The Echivan the Bedin of it, since he knows clearly what the halacha is, Loi Torah, he doesn't have to bother himself to go to Bezdin. Even though there's no loss by going to Bezdin, he's not mechuyev to go to Bezdin. Therefore, he can take care of the law in his own hand. That's from Nachman Shita. Tomorrow says, Moser Rav Kan asked a question. That it says in the Tesefta that the Ben Bagbag says, Al tikones lechotza chavercho. You have no right to go into your friend's house, your friend's chotzer, to take your own thing, like you know the other person has your watch, and you want to get it back. So you have no right to go into his house, without permission, even though you're only going to take back your own object. Why? Because Shema Tiro Lo Kaganef. There's a Maris Ayin involved that people may think you're a Ganef. It looks like you're going to steal. So you have no right to go into his house without permission to take it. El, or rather, what should you do? Shover eshinov. You have a right to, like, knock out his teeth. Rashi says, Kolema means to say, Kach b'chazok. You have a right to take him with power. And therefore, the kashan of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a kashan of Rabbi Yehuda. And look over here, there's a case, there's no psaid involved. And still we say, you have a right to take the law in your own hand, and to hit the person, even if you have to get your object back. The omelah, you should tell him, Shali, ani noitel, I'm taking my own thing. Zechura from Ben Bagbag, it's a raya to Rav Nachman, a kashan of Yehuda. Oma leis, Rav Yehuda, and